You're listening to Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio 89.1. Good morning, I'm Norma Martinez. Texas A&M University defends a study that recommends Americans continue their current consumption of red and processed meat. That study has drawn criticism from nutrition experts, including some Harvard University faculty members. John Sharp, chancellor for the Texas A&M University system, sent an open letter last week to the president of Harvard University. He called for an ethics investigation into those faculty members. To help us explain this story, we're joined by TPR's Dominic Anthony. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning.
So what is it about this study that makes it so controversial?
The study is controversial because of the guidelines that you mentioned. Those guidelines are that Americans continue their current consumption levels of unprocessed red meat and processed meat. Now, that flies in the face of years of research that suggest Americans cut back on red meat and processed meat. David Katz, founding director of the Yale Griffin Prevention Center, who was mentioned in John Sharp's letter by name, says the science around this issue is already settled.
Two of the most settled matters in modern nutrition are that the typical American diet is harmful largely because of excesses of added sugar and excesses of processed meat.
Gordon Guyatt, a distinguished professor of medicine at McMaster University in Canada, who was one of the co-authors on this new study, thinks differently.
I am a leader in the academic and scientific community, so to make a statement that it's already been decided is simply inaccurate.
He and the other co-authors of the study found that the benefits of red and processed meat outweigh the health risks, which he says are real but very, very small.
So there are small risks of possible cancer and heart problems tied to the consumption of red and processed meat. So what are the benefits that this study is pointing out?
The benefits that the study found were essentially that Americans really, really like meat. They have a strong affinity for meat. There are also, important cultural connections that some Americans have to red and processed meat. It's important in many particular dishes. And then another aspect that the authors placed in the benefit category was that Americans are not willing to cut back on meat. So essentially, the main benefit is that Americans really, really like their red and processed meats.
That doesn't sound like a benefit by definition at all, and it's nowhere near health related.
Right. It's not health related. The authors aren't saying these benefits of red and processed meats are things like being more healthy. Rather, the benefits are that they really, really like meat, whereas the risks are cancer, heart problems, and premature death.
So where do the Harvard faculty members enter the picture?
So the open letter references what he says are false accusations, one of which is industry influence on this study. The Harvard faculty members and others have essentially said these scientists were too influenced by industry in their findings and in the guidelines they issued. But a broader criticism that people had was that this new study has an adverse impact on public health, that it's unethical. It's even been referred to by some as a violation of the Hippocratic Oath. Here's David Katz again.
Guidelines to the public in a major medical journal advising people to keep eating current levels of processed meat despite data on which those very guidelines were purported to be based, showing higher levels of death, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes with higher intake of processed meat, violate every bedrock principle of medical and public health ethics.
So in John Sharp's letter and in general, in emails with spokespeople from A&M, they vehemently deny industry influence. They say their scientists are interested in the quality of evidence around public health guidelines.
Well, there's no surprise that Texas loves its beef, but how was it that this study came up with such vastly different conclusion than previous studies?
Great question. And this study actually had no new evidence. It was a review of previous studies. And the way it came to different conclusions than the same studies it was analyzing is that it basically, there's a kind of difference between observational research and randomized clinical research. a lot of dietary research relies on observational research, which tracks people's diets over time and measures health outcomes related to those diets. And so it's not quite the gold standard in science that you get with randomized clinical trials, which are the type used in pharmaceutical drug trials, for example. And like I mentioned, the bulk of this new study looked at observational research. But the authors of the study evaluated the evidence from the observational research using a system designed for randomized clinical research. That system automatically rated the observational research as low certainty, basically saying that it's really uncertain whether or not these adverse health outcomes are actually tied to consumption of red and processed meat.
So this A&M study looked at other studies, but it generated completely different recommendations based on the exact same evidence.
Precisely, and a lot of the sources I spoke with for this story were concerned by that. You know, the public right now, in general, there is somewhat of a broad distrust of expertise of science. And they say this study, by contradicting guidelines from many organizations and previous research, basically deepens that mistrust and adds more confusion into the equation. The recommendations were obviously nuanced, and the new study did capture some of that nuance if you read it. There's no new evidence in this study. It's just a different interpretation of previous evidence. Jason Morrow, a physician and clinical ethicist at University Health System and UT Health San Antonio, says the public needs to look for that nuance.
So there is a sense of accountability that editors and journals must have in owning how information is presented to the public so the public can be informed consumers, which also entails a sense of active consumerism that the medical establishment and the public at large has to have. We have to be active interpreters of the data that is presented to us.
Well, Dominic Anthony, thanks for coming into the studio and shed a little bit of light on this still unfolding controversy over this red and processed meat study that was done by Texas A&M researchers. Dominic has much more on this story. You can find it online at tpr.org. Thanks so much for coming in today, Dominic.
Happy to do it.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio.